I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Under the Trump administration, the Bureau of Land Management is working on opening up federal lands to oil and gas development. Now it's planning to lease land near Colorado's Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve. Stephen Hall is the communications director for the BLM's Colorado State Office. He says this is what the agency is for.
The BLM is required to make the public's mineral estate available for development to benefit the public economically.
He says drilling in the area could bring in a lot of royalty money to the state of Colorado and the federal treasury, though at this point it isn't clear how much. Environmental groups are worried it could damage the national park and preserve, possibly impacting tourism and wildlife in the area, as well as air and water quality. More human remains, clothes, and a backpack have been found near a Colorado hiking trail where a human skull was found last week. The Teller County Sheriff's Office said a group using forensic search dogs found the additional remains yesterday. An autopsy planned for today could help determine if the remains are that of a Colorado Springs woman missing since September. 3D MedScan, doing business as Active Armor, announces a new biomedical advanced manufacturing headquarters in Pueblo. 23 new full-time jobs are expected to be in place over 3 years. The company provides the only 3D-printed casts and splints commercially available in the U.S. Active Armor was founded by Diana Hall, a native of Pueblo and South High School alum. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.